When you travel through Tasmania, you see vineyards in some of the most picturesque parts of the state. Good environmental credentials are just one of the ingredients that tourists and locals value when it comes to Tasmanian wine. Wine Tasmania's sustainability program is designed to identify key strengths and shortcomings across the sector. A member of its technical committee, Mark Brewer, says the aim's to assure the industry's future by benchmarking businesses comprehensively.
Consumers of wine have come a long way in the last 20 to 30 years. They're looking for a high quality wine, but consumers are also concerned about the environment. And the industry that Tasmania has is that we do aspire to be a leader across Australia. Not only are we achieving the best prices for our grapes and our wine, and we've been reported as being the most profitable industry, wine industry in Australia, we want to be a leader, and we've always tried to do it in an environmentally friendly way, but it helps you to focus on what you can improve with your management practices and allows you to focus more on quality control as well. So it takes us to a higher level of management. You know, the triple bottom line is important to the grower, because not only do we want to make sure we're sustainable, but from a profit point of view, there's some gains there as well.
So the triple bottom line, of course, is economic as well as environmental that you've mentioned, and social.
Yeah, look, the social aspect sometimes gets a little bit forgotten in the triple bottom line. From a social point of view, you know, communities want to know that we're providing a product that is sustainable. And also those people who work within the vineyards as well, I think it provides a much more confident workforce, that they know they're working in a sustainable way as well. And it's more satisfying too.
Industry educator Mark Brewer from TAFE Tasmania. One of the vineyards that's trialled the new sustainable viticulture program is Cape Bernier on Tasmania's east coast. Vineyard manager Jackie Anderson says it's highlighted ways they can improve the practices on their 3.5 hectares of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris at Bream Creek.
It's quite detailed, really detailed actually, from canopy management to soil ecology to how you manage your spray program, labour, safety. It goes on and on. Every aspect of managing a vineyard and looking at it in quite fine detail, and then you would give yourself a rating from, I think it was 1 to 5, to see where you sit at the moment, and then in the future you make plans to try and improve on that rating.
So self-assessment. Yes. Are you hard on yourself?
I would say so, yes. But that's good. It means there's always room to improve. I think there always will be. So I don't think anyone could have all 5 stars, if that was what it was. But it also is good in that if you're giving yourself a rating and information is put up, for example, on the Wine Tasmania website, and you can compare yourself and your rating of yourself to other vineyards in Tasmania, it's a very good way of seeing where you sit.
Benchmarking.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Cape Bernier vineyard manager Jackie Anderson. The program's also useful for larger wine industry players like Treasury Wine Estates. Kelly Hoffman from Treasury's White Hills Vineyard says it will give the Tasmanian wine sector the edge over other regions in identifying and correcting any flaws.
The national program is quite a substantial program. It's quite onerous. It takes a lot of time. Usually it takes a team of experts or someone from a bigger corporate company like Treasury to, you know, own this. The newer model that we're taking on with Wine Tasmania is much less onerous. It's quite simple in its processes, but still gives you the same results. Yeah, absolutely.
So what are your expectations from your own experience about other vineyards coming on board?
I hope they embrace it. It's a really good model, so it gives them a benchmark. So they may have great practices already, but really don't know it. They may have quite unsustainable practices and really don't know it. So until they sort of have a benchmark with this model, it gives them, oh, okay, I'm doing really well, which is fantastic, but they may also just see it as an opportunity to go, oh, okay, I can improve in this area, or I can improve in that area as well. So it gives them the opportunity to see where they're at against a standard, I suppose, yeah.
In other words, it is possible to be successful enough and still have a blind spot somewhere in your systems?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you might be fantastic in your soil management, but you may be lacking in like a water management, or you may not quite have your chemical techniques down right, or your biodiversity. So you may be excelling in some areas, but may need to tweak some of the other areas. So
Treasury, your company, has a big marketing clout, but for the Tasmanian wine brand overall, what's this going to add as it rolls out more broadly?
Well, it gives us a marketing opportunity, gives us a point of difference. The Tasmania will now have its own sort of big tick on the front door to say, well, this is what we're doing and we're trying to improve our industry. And Brand Tasmania will obviously benefit from all these wineries and vineyards saying, yes, we can do it this way and this is the national standard. So it's a good thing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.